Fucking Pimp C.
So wait.
Pimp C, bitch. Hold
what
up.
What the fuck is up?
And you gotta hold the cell phone. I'm Pimp C. It's like that.
Sorry. RPG. I gotta ask this question that you were just talking about. You're only alcoholic if you go to the meetings.
I thought that makes you a quitter.
That is true.
That's true. You've kind of given up.
Right.
You don't have any control.
Yeah, you're a quitter. You fucking suck.
So when are you a crackhead?
When you sucking dick for crack.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. Intro music it is.
It's a nice little intro.
Hey, if you can maintain, nobody cares. But then, man, you get down bad.
You get down bad.
Yes, sir. So selling your front end bad.
What that mouth do?
Yes, you are.
We keep it 100. We keep it 100. Hey, country cousin. We keep it 100. We keep it 100. We keep it 100.
Yeah, they call him like, he referred to you as dirt. Like, I'm sorry. That's...
No, like, no. Well, you referred to him as Lil Boosie.
I did call you Lil Boosie.
Why? Because
you called him like, oh, it's Lil Boosie. Because he's in Louisiana.
Right.
I love Louisiana. Anyway, well.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, that's right, it, right? Sure. Welcome to Country Cousins. It's another week, another episode, and we are joined by my esteemed co-host,
Pretty Flocko.
A.K.A.
Beaver from the Back Brown.
A.K.A.
International Role.
And we also have back our favorite other co-host, Mr.
Tyler Durden. And you guys said you replaced me. I heard that on the episode. Your exact words, we replaced him.
Freudian slip. Oof. I'm still working on my resume. These words are flowing.
I'm going to say you... Between that and how did you end the
in summation
and y'all silly ass motherfuckers was like, what's that mean? In conclusion, you simple bastards.
Whoa. First and foremost, our other homie is from East Saint, and I'm from Mississippi. So you can't hold us, you know, in contempt for that shit.
It's East Saint and Mississippi Public Schools, you're fucking failing. Continue.
We also have another guest this week.
Gust.
I'm sorry. I'm tired as fuck. Gust. We have a guest this week. She's a virgin. And her name is Big Booty Judy.
BBJ.
Hey.
BBJ.
What kind of virgin am I supposed to be?
From a podcast.
Oh,
first
okay. Good. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Take it away, gents.
And then we also have our last co-host in the building.
Uh-oh.
Lil Boosie.
You have to change that name, though.
A.K.A. Dirty.
St. Louis to the max.
What's up, Dirk?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that is
it is. I mean, every state got, you know, what's Atlanta? Shorty?
Yeah. Shorty.
Is it?
Chicago's Joe. What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe?
Yeah, you're right.
L.A. fool.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, fool?
New York.
What's up, son?
Son, God.
What's up, God?
Jackson, Mississippi has
So what
Jew.
Would you like to be called today?
Dirty.
We're going to ride with Dirty for the moment.
Dirty. Thank you. I like Dirty.
Thank you.
Something better.
Thank you. So, yeah. How's everybody doing? We've done the introduction. Thank you. No thanks to you.
Hey, man, you've been off for a couple weeks. I had to be some shit to do.
Hurtful. What were we talking about this week?
Speaking of being off, you know what I mean? My guy got a new gig.
Right.
Okay. How's that going, man? How the new money feeling?
You know, all right, I have three things that I think that are the hardest thing when you start a job. One.
Where to drop dick off.
Drop dick off.
That's number three.
Okay.
Number one is where do you park?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Something so simple.
Yeah.
Right?
So simple, so complicated.
Number two is where you take a shit.
Okay. Dropping shit off.
Okay. Right? That's my one.
It's probably my one, but you know, I've had some car issues, busted windows and shit.
Where the hell are you working?
We work downtown.
I work in South City, so I know.
You work on the State Streets?
I'm not going to give you no.
I mean, if you work on State Street, you
got goddamn Beirut. Gotta go to work.
Utah, Minnesota, Iowa.
Yeah.
Off of King's Highway. How about that?
All right, that ain't too bad. But,
speak for yourself.
But yeah, so those are my top three as far as.
Okay.
When you start a new gig, like, things that you really got
to
look
need
for.
To figure out within the
what
first
was three. Day. What was the third one?
He said dropping nigga. Oh,
right. Dropping nigga.
So I'm going with his third one.
Dropping nigga.
I mean, really, it's like, where do you eat? But
yeah.
No.
Yelp.
See, you here's the crazy thing, though, right? Because, you know, I used to travel a lot for my gigs. Right. That was legit my number three at one point.
Where do you eat?
Nah.
Oh, well, for you.
Where do
you
drop nigga? Right.
Who getting this work?
Who getting this meat?
Hey.
I travel a lot now, so mine is where to eat. So I use Yelp all the time.
That's
I'm always traveling.
Where to eat, where to shit, and where to park.
Parking for me, I don't go by rules though. I park in handicapped spots and shit.
Because you're partially handicapped.
I don't care where I park at.
That's because you get out the car limping too, though.
Because nobody knows your car on the first day.
Hey.
Until they know your car.
That's true.
Sir, why are you parking here in this handicapped spot? And you're like, Mississippi Public Schools? They're like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Continue.
But I did not quit the job bad. I didn't go to work like for the last day I did.
Did you give a notice?
I gave notice.
How much?
Too much damn notice.
How much is too much?
I gave him like 20 days.
Yeah. That's good notice.
3 weeks.
Okay.
That's too goddamn long.
Why did you quit?
Missed opportunity.
Short story.
George Bush doesn't like black people.
No, he doesn't.
That's why I quit.
George Bush doesn't like anybody. So
I like, you know what's so fucked up now? I like George Bush better than the current president by like a million times.
I always liked George Bush.
I always did like George
Bush. As a person. In politics.
Right.
Okay.
But he didn't.
He's a man's man.
He didn't have.
He'd be stupid. I'm like, I don't care. And.
But he didn't have his own politics because his politics are whatever the fuck they told him to do.
Right.
So, like, that was. He was right.
How's that different from now?
This one. Why are we on here, though?
Too damn much.
Wait. Pause.
Okay.
We're going to get back on to HR stuff and jobs. We're going to go too far down this rabbit hole.
And then not get back up.
What did I say? Conversation real quick.
It's not going to be real quick.
It's not real quick.
You think so?
Everybody get a minute. Just like when you're running a train.
I'm batting lead off.
I'm going first, goddamn.
I'm sitting out.
Hey, somebody got to clean up the mess.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, all right.
I ain't cleaning
you
the
like
shit.
The fourth basketball
player. I hire people to do that shit.
You like the fourth dude that get caught running the train. It's like, nah, that's too much.
Nah.
I'm out.
I'm out, son.
George is fucking cool. I quit the job because there was too many George Bushes in power.
Okay.
It was too many people that been there 30, 40 years. They don't know how to...
Change.
One, talk to black people. Two, perceive us like
equals.
As a peer. And three, anything that we do is going to be scrutinized in their eyes.
Was it young black people or black people as a whole?
That's what I was about to get to.
Was it young?
Millennials, period?
Yeah.
No, I think it's standard practice there.
But I think it's worse as we're younger.
Yeah,
just so we can kind of have a clarification. Deb and I worked at the same place. So we definitely have, he was there longer, whatever, I'm still there. But what I think it is some of the older black people didn't even, they were just there to get the 9 to 5.
Well,
when you had the younger ones, like Deb, for instance, who was coming up with ideas, new solutions, new thoughts, they was like, whoa, blackie. How about we play basketball Mondays?
But I think it's, like you said, I think a lot of the old black people, that's been their only job.
Exactly.
Just the same way a lot of white people, that's been their only job.
Right.
The only problem is they was on that good old boy trajectory back in the 70s where the black people was like, shit, you paying how much? I get a pension?
Right.
Oh, shit, sign me up.
And they'll stay there, and they'll retire there, and they'll just put up with the shit for as long as they need
and
to.
And a lot of them didn't even peak in their skills. They just stayed...
Because the money's good and the retirement's good,
don't rock
and they don't care.
It's a good environment.
Okay.
The only problem you have is not hard work. It's not like, you know, you're not going to go home stressed about work in most positions.
Sure.
The problems come when they fuck with you. Like they fuck with Black Jesus, our homie Black Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
They fuck with him the same way they was fucking with me on some, we need you to communicate better. We need you to do this better. We get scrutinized for the shit the white boys don't got to deal with.
Mm-hmm. How can you have to communicate better when you're my ghostwriter?
I'm everybody's Quentin Miller.
No, it's funny because I've seen his like reviews and they're like, you really need to just communicate more with your peers, let them know where you stand. And I'm reading this shit like, this is you?
I can't like, quantify that though.
So
that's the problem.
They can't.
A lot of the promotions, a lot of the things that they do don't have metrics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very opinionated. Yes.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes. But the problem is, everybody at the gig liked me.
Everybody.
Like, not the one up top there promoting them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Everybody on the middle ground, like, we would joke the Dub is the mayor of the place. Like, you couldn't walk anywhere with this fool without someone stopping, asking questions. It could be technical. It could be, hey, where's happy hour? It could be, hey, I sent you this file on such and such. Hey, are you playing basketball? How are your kids doing? How's soccer? Hey, I have a hard time with this blah, blah, blah. You're just like, goddamn.
So, fast forward. Sorry.
Look at that fucker.
Go ahead, break it
so
down.
So when you decided to resign, did they counteroffer?
No. But that's practice. They don't count.
Yeah.
So that's not... That's normal for them not.
No retention.
They don't want to show weakness.
No matter what department it is, no one counteroffers.
Because I know what company we're speaking of, and that's not...
It's
for that company, it's not... Yeah, they don't need to. They don't need to retain you. They don't need to do that. So
they need to retain me for the
Well, for you, the
person. I was definitely a quota fill.
You was talking.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because when I started in your boys' area, there was only 3 black people out of 100.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
This boy was
I need to be black. I'd probably have a better job.
That's not true. There's always you can get in the door, but you're not going nowhere.
My job's pretty damn good.
Where we were together to be a black woman.
Yes.
With power.
Yes.
Which is why I'm pretty glad that I have a black kid. So who's really fucking smart?
You got one black kid?
I do. She's amazing.
Then you got one white kid?
Look, so that's another fucking day, dude.
Look like Michael Jackson. You got a dark skinned kid. Look like Michael Jackson.
Look, you know what? I told you before we started this, I have a lot to fucking say. So that's a whole other day, okay?
God,
all right, so let's fast forward. So we're going to your new career, to your new place, and you're all happy there, and you started this week, and you're good?
Yeah, it's weird.
Why is it
weird? I'm
going
from being an embedded IT inside of an area to going to an IT department.
Okay.
So the big difference is IT people can see other IT people's value a lot quicker.
True.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we speak the same language.
Right.
Nice.
Geek to geek.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
And then my biggest skill is I'm the fucking mayor. So when I see people, I'm going to remember shit about you. I'm going to conversate, which is not the normal IT trait.
Converse, you mean?
Just talk in general. Hey, it's oh my god! Oh, I'm at the
campaign.
I already met the dude that's gonna shoot up the building.
You already met the active shooter.
There's always one.
I already met the active shooter.
There's always one.
He's at my boy, the dude that's training me, young Kobe. we went to a conference room. I was like, man, you met Charles, general name. He's like, yeah, he's on the spectrum.
Oh shit!
And all I could think is Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
A whole episode about the spectrum. So check that one out.
Are you gonna friend him and make sure that spectrum? He doesn't kill you first?
Spectrum is my homie already. Day
cool.
Three.
Yep.
I brought donuts today. I fucked up today.
You don't want him to come in there and be like, dumb.
Yep.
Get out.
No, you're like, don't come in tomorrow.
Hey, you're sick tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am.
I worked with him about 15 years ago. Mm, he was weird as shit.
But today was my first, like, brain fart. I had a blind moment. Got all the way to work and left the goddamn laptop right here. So, you know, I got there.
I mean, that's a commute.
8 o'clock. Then I get back. I came here. I end up getting donuts, right? It's like, all right, let me smooth this shit over. Let me get something. Got some donuts. Took them in. Took one to my boy Spectrum, right? He was like, this for me?
What?
Is this jelly? That motherfucker ate it like a goddamn rabbit. Like, this shit was ridiculous.
Jelly and shit everywhere.
So now you know he likes jelly.
Pause. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I gotta take care of Spectrum. The order of me handing out donuts was Boss, Spectrum, other black dude.
Oh, you made the black dude laugh?
So,
that's so the order. Active, Boss, that's the job. Spectrum, I don't want to die.
No shit. Active shooter before black dude. Yeah. Hey, I'm with you.
Black dude's gonna be cool anyway.
He's gonna die before you. So no, no, no. Until
you get to work. Like, if the black dude, you get to a new job and you see a black dude, he look halfway normal, you'd be like, what's up?
Right. But nah,
and then great. Y'all get along, mm-hmm. and then y'all do the black people handshake. You'd be like, ah, mm-hmm. oh, okay.
He'd be like, we get bigger cut.
Right. Well, he bald. But, like, yeah.
it's really when you get away from work. And you say,
Because Black Jesus Church treated me like that. Yeah. Like, at first, he was all professional and shit. And then, I don't know, we said something about, I might have been talking to you. I've been like, fuck LeBron. And he was like.
So you were tied with him before I got that?
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been there 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never used to see him. One. But two, we was just like passing cordial shit. Yeah. Facts. You can always weed out the weird black dude and then the cool.
Why are you so popular?
He's a mayor.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm at work, though. I'm super professional, so I
approach it. Let's talk about why you hate people.
I don't, you know what's weird? Because it's hard for me to really imagine, not as super professional, as not being outgoing. Because when you said earlier you hate people, I'm like, you?
I mean, I hate people too, but...
But I think you just an outgoing, like, just good-natured, good-hearted, like, hey, humble beginnings, living good, like, just being like...
Nah, because guess what? People die every day, B.
Okay.
Damn!
But you...
Okay. You're tough, right, B? People die every day, B.
But, okay, so you say people die every day, but you also said earlier that you don't like firing people. Right. So... I enjoy firing people. So
I enjoy
like,
when they deserve it.
No. Mm,
so.
So no. So this job.
So you know, I like to ruin people's motherfucking day.
How many? So. Yo. Sir, how many times have you been in my home, in my kitchen, and witnessed me fire people?
You know, I'm gonna tell you this. I'll be honest. I had a couple drinks in me. Maybe even smoked some. So my heightened awareness of funny shit was even heightened. And to set the scene...
It's not funny, but it is. I mean, but you know, it's real.
I'm going to tell you why it was funny.
It's real.
I'm going to tell you why it was funny. It was on a fucking Sunday.
But why was it on a Sunday? Why?
Super Bowl?
No, it wasn't fucking Super Bowl. We were watching some stupid-ass wrestling show.
We were watching a wrestling pay-per-view.
And I'm
She
working.
Was in the kitchen working.
Because I don't ever fucking stop working.
BBJ, what you doing? Nothing, getting ready to fire someone? I was like, oh, you getting ready to ruin someone's goddamn Sunday? Let me hear
That's
this.
Exactly what you said.
I was like, you about to ruin someone's goddamn Sunday? Let me hear this. She's like,
he walks in the kitchen, sits right next to me.
She's like, all right, calls him up, puts
you
him
fired
on.
Fired him over the phone.
Fuck yeah, I did. Let me tell you why.
On speaker, I was fucking dying.
I fired this guy over the phone because the shift starts Monday at 6 a.m. So... I was doing him a courtesy, right?
Why'd you... I don't remember why you fired.
Because he failed the drug test.
That's right. And he was like, when can I take it again? When I failed?
He fired himself.
No shit. But here's the thing.
That's why you probably feel bad about it. You fired yourself, right?
Right.
I
never
fired nobody from... No, they always fire themselves.
Absolutely. I don't feel bad for firing anyone. Ever. My heart, it's black in here. I assure you. So, I call him on a Sunday evening because the shift starts at 6 a.m. on Monday. So he's like, why are you firing someone on a Sunday? Well, I'm not trying to be a bitch.
That's a fine. I appreciate that.
Thank you. If he drives all the way.
6 in the morning. You got me up. At least give me breakfast.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for firing something.
You're welcome.
Before. Again, I thought.
And then he wants to fire people for me. He's still begging me. I've never let him fire anyone. I'm a professional.
Right. Have you fired somebody?
Oh yes.
No. I mean, at the new job.
Yeah, I fired the ginger top kid for saying some off the wall.
Oh, the nigger lover.
What?
What?
He said some racist shit.
He said some off the wall. Oh, monkey in the middle. What? You can't say that? No?
No.
No, you can't say that.
He said,
what about Jigaboo?
He said, what about Jig in the tree?
And what?
Why y'all mocking this up?
Shut up.
Right.
What?
I mean, I've
done it. Can't make that dark. What?
He left Tyler a banana on his desk.
Said, have a good day.
Guys, don't appreciate humor.
You can say you need some potassium.
He would cap these hands real quick. But no, I feel like I would like fire people, right?
Yeah, let's do this one.
True enough, I do go by the philosophy of people fire themselves because I give them
a lot of rope.
Yeah, a lot of rope, right?
Monkey!
Evidently. I don't know.
But a lot of times you come in contact with people that just don't know any better. And then they have a family dependent on them. And it's not their family fault that their dad or mom is a jackass. Uh-uh. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like fire. That's just my personal belief.
Yeah, you mess up their livelihood.
Right. Going back to what Tyler said, come from humble beginnings and all that shit, right? So therefore, that's why I don't take pride in firing motherfuckers. Some people, yeah, you like, all right, fuck you. See me outside, bitch. But
you want a nigga? Nigga here now.
Don't be a nigga, be my nigga. Don't be a nigga, be my nigga.
Somebody nigga with this
nigga tire on.
How long have you been in HR? How long have you been doing this?
Don't just count.
Oh, in management.
Don't you have like corrective action?
Yeah.
Right.
In management, firing people, how long have you been doing it?
7 years.
7 years. Okay, so I've been firing people for probably a good 10 to 12. So I know what you're saying, the livelihood, things like that. When I started my role where I am now, I work for a company, a very large company. We employ, our workforce is low.
Skilled labor?
Unskilled. Labor. It is labor. It is, what? Why are you looking like that?
No, you deal with the lower skill sets, yes, there's a certain things you just got to put up with. Come with,
yes,
that,
you're
that
right,
wage,
you're right,
that mindset.
You're right. Because and there's a lot of shit that I deal with.
Together, and our guys are unskilled laborers. And Mar, I guess he got all the empathy. I didn't get shit because I would have fired him a long time ago. I'm like, hey, that's your cousin. Yeah. Get the fuck off the property. All of y'all leave me.
Right.
Hey.
So,
but he's
so
like, man, give him another chance. He said, I don't give a damn. All
right.
Hey, bro, he calls me literally. He had like a 40-hour clock, 48-hour clock. He's going to call me every 48 hours to talk about
it. Because I'm ready to fire people.
Every 2 days.
And he's like, oh, man, well, we got to give him another chance, man. This, man, F him.
Same
we
page.
Start, I would start
same
over and
page.
Rebuild and get the team right. Then trying to mold somebody over and over and over.
Yeah.
And then when you get to a certain age, I'm going to say after 30-something, and like you said, you got a family dependent on
uh-huh
you and your income. Right. And then you don't have any skill set to go get another job.
Right.
You need to be on time, bro.
Right.
You need to do your job thoroughly.
Right. And you know what? I'm not your mom. And I'm not your babysitter. I'm not. What?
Thoroughly said that shit with his chest.
He
did your job thoroughly.
Let me just. I'm gonna tell you thoroughly.
He's gonna break it down for us.
They'll say I call him every 4 hours. I called you today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what I'm going to tell you the story. We both put the gutters up.
Oh.
All they had to do was go over there and put the downspouts down.
Actually, we talked yesterday.
That was yesterday?
Yeah.
And attach them to the house. Simple job. They was over there about 7 o'clock. That's about a 40-minute job. I got a call and said they didn't have any anchor screws going to the concrete. Cool. Go to Home Depot, get them. Left it at that. Send me pictures. Let me know when you finish so I can close this ticket out. Simple. I get a call this morning talking about
A day later?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We're going to go over there this afternoon and finish that.
Oh, hell.
It's literally like 20 minutes worth, 10 minutes worth of work. I said, why are you going to start another project? Well, I went to Home Depot. Home Depot was closed. Man, you text me at 7, some Home Depot don't close to 10.
Who so you then, pulling, right? Right,
exactly. Yeah. Then it comes out where I had to go pay my cell phone bill. On my time? I wouldn't even care if you would have went back over there at 9 o'clock at night and did it. Or get up and say, all right, well, I didn't F it up. Let me get up at 6 in the morning.
Just tell me.
First thing in the morning, bank it out. Don't tell me I can't bill this guy who owes us $3,000 until the following day because you had to fix your phone bill and I'll do it later on tonight. See, my brother plays with him. He gives him that leeway. And I'm Pinky. You get your shit and get the fuck out of here today. Right now. I can't. I'm tired.
But I get it. I get what you're saying, but I get what he's saying too. So before where I am now. So where I am now, I work for a commercial janitorial company. So I hire toilet cleaners, if you will. Granted, I am a national human resources director, okay? I have between 1,000 and 1,400 employees in 10 states. I have been elbow deep in toilets in 10 states. I am not above that. I will clean right next to the person I just fucking hired yesterday, okay, for $8 an hour.
But that's You're wrong.
No.
You fire somebody for getting high, they got to clean toilets. They deserve to get high.
No. Hey.
For $8 an hour.
Hey, you missed the alcoholic conversation earlier. Yeah, man. So.
To meditate myself, to go in there and clean this goddamn toilet as a grown-ass man.
You know what? When you don't have any skill set. Hey, then go to McDonald's and get no benefits, no set schedule, no paid vacation, no holiday.
No, when you seriously $8,000?
No. I mean, it depends on where you are.
What state?
It depends. Right. I mean, it really depends. Like in Nashville, we pay $12. It really depends per contract. It depends. It really depends per the client contract.
Right. Average.
10 to 12.
Okay.
And you can't get
hired? Oh, no. I have no problem hiring people.
No, you can't get hired.
That's Alabama. Oh. And that's a client specification.
Okay.
You do drug tests, though, to start.
Unfortunately, depends on the client. Yes. If I have to drug test you, off the record, I don't give a fuck what you do. Come to work every day. Okay? That's my biggest thing. You come to work, you do your job, you go home. I don't give a shit what you do on your off time. And I tell people
that.
If my client requests your copy of your drug test, then I don't have a choice. In the South, I have several sites in the South. Right. Alabama, mainly. Alabama is the shithole of the country.
I know that.
Oh my God! I could. That's a whole other day.
That's a
whole other day.
Alabama. Which one's worse? Louisiana, Alabama, or Mississippi?
Mississippi.
You're not gonna talk about Mississippi.
Those are three in the bottom. Which one's worse?
Alabama is worse. Then you can throw Arkansas in that mix.
Arkansas wasn't even a fucking option.
I'm just saying you can throw it in that mix.
Arkansas's not even in the South. So, it's in the Midwest.
Arkansas is the South.
Arkansas is the South.
They fucking ain't cousins. Right. They're the South.
That's not the South.
This is how you figure out who you're going to marry. The bitch who got the most teeth. That's who you're going to marry.
Anyway.
I'll take it. She got six of them.
No.
Right. So, yeah, I won't. Mississippi may be number three behind those two states, Alabama and Arkansas.
So, Louisiana, if it's so wonderful, why are you here and not there?
What happened? I'm a traveling vet. Did you not hear my other AKA international wrong? You know what I mean?
That's domestic. This is not international. domestic.
That's domestic.
Wrong plane train, sir.
They just say I travel a lot.
Plane train?
You had to be there.
He's about to raise a stink and shit.
We'll raise a stink!
So, you know.
We're talking about again? You were talking about firing something?
No, that's a drug test.
All
right. They're trying to disrespect Mississippi. That's what it's going
to be. I'm
sorry. Nobody's
They're not going to talk about Mississippi.
No, damn. Crooked.
The only time Mississippi's popping for me is with Mississippi State, Ole Miss, the rival game.
Ole Miss, yeah.
I watched that after that.
Any of y'all got a good HR story for me, though?
I have a few. What? Oh, you have none? You've been in HR how many years and you have no good HR stories?
I don't care that much to have stories.
You don't have any. What is your best HR investigation?
You did almost fight somebody in the parking lot.
Well, have you ever had a gun to your head?
Mississippi came out then.
What?
Oh, okay.
Give us a story. Give us a story. Shit. Give us.
You never had a gun to your head?
You're not firing me today.
Hey, you want the benefits of tax break?
I'm gonna keep this job. You understand? I'm gonna clean them toilets. I'm gonna clean them the best of my life.
What state put it up for it?
St. Louis. Kings Highway.
See?
I've been spit on. I've had a gun to my head.
At work. This work related.
Wait. Yes.
I mean, this shit happens in the streets, but work.
No, I have a convertible, and I have been pulled over so many times by St. Louis PD because they say, ma'am,
you traveling.
I need you to put your top up. Where are you going? I'm going home. Can you please put your top up until you get to Highway 40? I'm not fucking kidding you. Like, I can't make this shit. Look, do I look like I'm scared? I travel alone. I go to Memphis, East fucking Memphis. I am not scared. Atlanta. When I was in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, I went to this restaurant called The Tavern. And I stopped in. It wasn't College Park, because College Park is the fucking hood.
Hey, College Park ain't that bad.
You're a black man. I'm a fucking big booty white girl. I ain't going to College Park. Anyway, so I go to...
Hey, she go to College Park, come back with some dick.
Dick ain't wanted anyway.
What was it, the three things you look for?
I might get some pussy then.
I don't want that either. Nor do I want a crackhead. Yeah. So I stay in this place.
I'm still confused about the convertible.
Oh, they pull me over so I don't get carjacked, because I have a BMW
convertible.
725. Yeah. So anyway, so probably one of my best stories is I had an employee come to me saying she was being sexually harassed. A young black girl. Attractive, and I said, okay, let me investigate it.
When you say attractive, is this on a scale of 1 to 5?
Get the fuck out of here. Look, she wasn't fucking 400 pounds. Look, you want me to make this quick or not? No, I said she wasn't 400 pounds.
Thought it was prime.
I licked some stretch marks, but goddamn. All right, you investigated.
Ew, you're so gross. So I was investigating it, and while I was investigating it, I called. She stated she was being harassed by a older gentleman who was a manager with our company for over 25 years.
Jingle lane.
She had only been with our company for less than 3 months.
She black, he white.
He was not white. He was of a different descent, which I'm not going to say.
If he wasn't black, he was white.
Right. He wasn't white.
Trying to offer a little come up, man.
I work in South City.
She only makes
$10,000.
Bonus.
All right.
He wasn't white. Were you in South City? Missouri. Yeah. Shazam.
Yeah, gotta be.
So, So I call him in, and I'm questioning him. I'm like, look, this is what happened. Do you have any information? I'm doing this whole investigation. And he's denying it. Okay, great. Well, a couple days later, he finally comes in and admits to having a relationship with her. He's paying her for
services.
Yeah.
Services.
To the point where, and forgive me because I have 1,000 employees.
How was that?
Look at the concern in this dude's face.
You going to the notes?
Yeah, I printed it off for you.
Oh, so how's that harassment thing?
No,
because this bitch, this is why I don't care about firing people.
She wanted more money.
He stopped paying her. He stopped paying her. So he was married.
She was too?
She blackballed.
Yes, black she did. So I'm going to read you his statement.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I want
to
read this.
Can I interject and say you tell a story like a woman?
I do. I am a fucking woman. Shut your mouth. All right.
You gave us so many details that we didn't care about.
I do. Shut up. Okay. After she started working for approximately 2 weeks, she started sitting in the office in the building, blah, 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 blah. conversations about her living with her sister, that she has a child, she has a car, she has no money.
I've heard
this
story before.
Right. So have I.
Excuse the manager?
Wrong color, wrong age. You never work for me.
I go to the club every weekend.
Okay. I suggested
one more song.
So, a little background. She had been called into her office 3 times for attendance. Okay, she was on her final warning for attendance. She was about to get fired. That is when she made the claim for sexual harassment. Okay,
you claim fire at that point.
Absolutely. Oh, now you want to talk up HR? Cool. He suggested that she should not be missing any days of work. She should be coming in on time.
Sucking his dick.
You talk about me, a woman in the story, and this motherfucker's going to interject
me. You really want your job?
I fucking hate you.
That's how we think.
I know. That's the shit I fucking deal with on a daily.
It's like the thoughts are traveling around the room and they just coming out one by one.
Mr. Flacco, why don't you have a pants on? No, man.
Hey, go on in and talk to me.
But sir, why are your hands in your pants? Look, I got a 2-page and I'm going to fucking condense it, okay? But I'm going to get to the good part. So he goes. I want to get to the good part.
Good part.
How much is paying?
No.
And if she look as good as she says she is, she needs some help. I said I'll do it, but I might know somebody.
I'm hiring.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. All right. Are y'all gonna shut the fuck up?
Yeah. These are valid questions.
Uh-huh.
I wanna know
how much was it?
That's the big question.
Was it more than $40?
Would you shut up?
$40 a hit?
Because of the tightness of the room, she told me to sit down on the bucket. Mm. Could you shut up? I'm gonna read this. All right.
All right. Sit down on the bucket. Yeah.
It's like turn the lights down at the door.
Right. So I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up. All right.
Let's get a mix.
Turn the lights down. Right. All right. I need a moment. Right.
This water.
Hey, that's my water.
I fucking hate you all.
Here, let me read it.
Because I have a better voice.
I'm about to say damn sure don't ask me to read that.
Because of the tightness of the room.
Is your finger Floyd?
This is like fucking middle school. Shut up.
You're right. Come on. I'm here.
Do you want to fucking hear this?
Yeah, move. Let's go.
Don't you just like a parent?
I know, right? I have 3 kids. They're assholes. I'm going to punch you in your face. Because of the tightness in the room.
You didn't say that loud enough.
Oh, you want to go louder? Okay, I just lost my fucking.
Because of tightness.
Use your finger.
Ew. Okay. She told me to sit down on the bucket. We tried to have sexual intercourse, but we weren't able to. I tried oral sex, what were the rules at the beginning of the day?
I didn't overtalk you. I asked a question.
I object. We tried to have sexual intercourse. But we were not able to. I tried oral sex, but due to her vaginal odor, I stopped.
Keep reading.
You want to keep reading?
Yeah.
Now you're interested. Okay, now you're fucking interested. All right.
Now you shut the fuck up when we're listening.
We're listening.
Now you're listening.
Yeah, come on, odor.
I then stopped.
It's a little above the vaginosis.
I stood up. And she turned her back towards me and said, "Don't finish before I finish." When the sexual contact was over, she said, "Give me my money." I gave her $20, and she said, "Thank you." After the first couple of days, we didn't have any contact. She also didn't stay at the office like she usually did. After 2 or 3 days, I asked her if she was going to go to the doctor because she smelled horrible. She said she went to the doctor to have it checked out, and she appreciated my concern. 2 days after, I asked her if she was okay after the doctor's visit, and she said that it was okay. I asked her jokingly if I could check. She asked where. I said, in her vaginal area. She then said I could check right there. Then, in the office building number 2, she took down her pants, sat on the desk, spread her legs. I locked the door. I approached her for about 30 seconds. She still smelled bad. So I removed myself from the situation and said, this is enough. I gave her another 20 and said, this is over. I'm done with this. I gave her a kiss and I said, we're done. I cannot pay you anymore. I admit to giving her money for exchange for a kiss or sexual contact, even food or transportation, between $7 and $20. When she would come to the office, she would clock out and she would jokingly ask for a kiss, and I would say no. I never insisted. One day she suddenly started cleaning. She pulled up her shirt, pulled out her breasts, and I put my dick in between them.
To the bang bang.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it just goes on, same shit. I mean...
Now, you want us to read that in a real nigga voice?
No, I don't.
Come on.
So, basically...
Wait, can I ask a couple questions?
Yeah. That was his.
Right, right.
She denied everything.
Okay.
Because she's a fucking pussy.
Who eats the box if it's thing? Like, that's... This don't happen.
She didn't. No, he tried. He said he tried.
Right. You don't try.
This was an investigation. So did you really investigate everything thoroughly?
Fuck no, I didn't. I didn't. No, no.
It's just the pussy smells like hot garbage.
So I call her into the office.
Right now.
So I call her into the office and I said, here's the issue. This is the issue. You're claiming sexual harassment. I have a 3-page document stating you guys had an ongoing relationship. Here it is. I want you to read this. And part of it. Part of HR is, as I'm sure you can relate to this, is reading people. What I do for a living is read people. I read their reactions. I read their facial expressions. And she read it, and she's like, ah, no. Hell no. Ah, fuck him. Uh-uh. No. Mm-mm. No. No, bitch, you're fucking lying. I can see it. So then she throws it out. She calls me a fucking bitch. She tells me I'm fucking accusing her of shit. I was like, no, I'm just simply asking you a question. You know, my best white girl manager voice. So she leaves. 30 days later, she calls out again and calls out again and calls out again. And I end up firing her for attendance. She calls me a fucking bitch in the parking lot. And she's the one who held a gun to my head. And
same pussy holding a gun to your head?
In my office.
You should have known that when... When man said she has raccoon pussy.
Raccoon pussy.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. So we end up firing her. She went to the EEOC. Have you ever had EEOC?
Hold on, tell her. How could she file an EEOC
for you? Anybody can go to the motherfucking EEOC.
I did that for, but on grounds for what, though?
Discrimination, because she was discriminated. She was terminated because she was retaliated against because she was sexually harassed.
Broken pussy.
Yeah, what was the final story?
Oh, she got shit.
She got terminated.
Yeah, fire her ass.
What about the manager guy?
He got fired.
Oh, I fired him too.
Right
then and there, as soon as he admitted to it.
Hey, he got fired too for trying to drop dick off. Well, he should have got fired.
And that's just one of my
bad pussy.
He should have got fired for eating motherfucking
stink box.
Nah, he should have got fired for eating convenience store sushi.
Ew! Yeah. Oh, that makes me want to vomit right on you.
Yeah,
oh.
That's ready.
You ain't right for that. Mm-mm.
God damn, she was hotboxing.
No. He was more concerned with his wife finding out. And I'm like, look, dude, I assure you, I don't give a fuck about your personal life.
You know what's funny? Because like,
this shit happened.
Right, I had a situation, something like that.
Not even talking about your
No, but this is because I had to ask the dude, because like, what I did was, he admitted to something he said to the chick, right? And she was like, I don't feel comfortable having him in this building anymore. So I had him transferred, right? I put him on the final warning and transferred. But prior to that, he was suspended for a whole week. And I was like, bruh.
Well, same type of incident?
Yeah, somewhat not to that extent.
I know, okay.
He just basically told the chick he liked to see her bend over with her fat ass. But
oh God, that happens on a daily.
That's offensive nowadays.
It is. You can't say it out loud.
So, you know, I really
asked. That was a compliment.
I pulled him to the side. I was like, bro. Like, I took him out. I was like, bro, nigga, what you tell your old lady? Like, bro, you've been out of work for a week. I'm like, what you tell your old lady, man? Like,
they laid us off for a
week. Right? He was like, oh,
they furloughed us for a week.
He said he's on vacation.
He said, hey, baby, let's go somewhere.
My nigga.
That's it. My nigga.
Well, thank you for the Little Caesars episode of Hot and Ready. And Big Country Cousins.
God damn.